All national parks and monuments are free to visit now through Sunday in honor of the founding of the National Park Service 100 years ago today. Conservation and political leaders, including Senator Harry Reid and Representative Dina Titus, are gathering at the Federal Building in Las Vegas to celebrate places such as Lake Mead, Great Basin, and Tule Springs. Mauricia Baca with the nonprofit Outside Las Vegas Foundation says the public lands are an integral part of the state's quality of life.
The national parks are among our greatest treasures, and we need to really value them and care for them.
But the state legislature has different ideas about federal public lands. In May 2015, state lawmakers passed a joint resolution calling on Congress to transfer 7 million acres of federal land to the state of Nevada. Meanwhile, conservation advocates such as Baca are renewing their call for President Obama to create a new national monument at Gold Butte.
Currently, without that designation, elements such as the petroglyphs that exist in Gold Butte are really out there receiving no care and no special attention, and they need that extra level of protection so that we have that legacy that can endure for generations.
Baca notes that the outdoor economy generates almost $15 billion a year in Nevada. For Public News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.